This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A Syrian monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, have been killed in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports today's attack was carried out by the Damascus regime's warplanes and helicopters. Syria has been devastated since 2011 by a multi-layered civil war, and Idlib province has been the scene of civilian bloodshed time after time. Here in the U.S., a lot of Southern Californians probably spent a nervous night after 2 major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the 2 shocks were the area's largest in at least 2 decades. The first one was centered on the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes lost power. There were fires and reports of cracked buildings and gas line breaks. So far, only minor injuries reported, but California Governor Gavin Newsom has put his state's Office of Emergency Services on its highest alert. Aftershocks are widely expected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn filed a report before the 7.1.
Seismologists have been warning the public that after Thursday's 6.4 quake, more could be on the way. Caltech's Lucy Jones says they study what has happened and try to predict what's ahead.
Does this make the big one more likely? Does this make the big one less likely? What aftershocks are we going to have?
The Red Cross says some people are so rattled by the shaking that they feel safer sleeping outdoors in tents, despite the high heat. Crews have been assessing the damage to a hospital and roadways in Ridgecrest, California. Now there are more locales that will have to be inspected for major structural damage. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news at voanews.com. There is also available a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the so-called operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the Iran situation. Certain to be included, Tehran's announced plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment this weekend. The meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency is set for Wednesday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reports little progress in talks with Russia on the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which was seen as a major achievement during the Cold War. He said the chances of salvaging the accord were going down day by day. Moscow insists it is complying with the INF Treaty, signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in the 1980s. NATO says Moscow is in violation of the agreement. The United States is set to pull out of the treaty next month. A new U.N. report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and repressive measures aimed at neutralizing his political opposition. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Michel Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, says perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance.
Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee their country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not end and the dire economic situation does not improve. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, William Castillo, says the government flatly denies the charges of human rights violations. UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants from detention centers in Libya. This comes in the wake of Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant holding center outside Tripoli, when more than 50 people, including 6 children, were killed. The UN and the African Union are calling for an independent investigation to learn who was responsible. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering issuing an executive order to add the question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" to the 2020 census form. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against it, and the question has not been asked by census takers in this country for more than half a century. Gene Randall, VOA News.
News. It's VOA with all